Time now for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 60. Tonight, clear with a low of 35. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Wayne County Memorial VFW Post 4535 has completed its judging of the annual Voice of Democracy audio essay competition from local high school students. Alexis Truren, Austin Dunn, and Callie Vaughn were selected to advance to VFW District 13 competition, and they will also receive $1,000. This year's subject was, "Is This the Country the Founders Envisioned?" Entries were received from all three county high schools, and the three selected are all seniors at FCHS. More news next.
Pain is the symptom, not the disease. The Spine and Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital can help you with pain management procedures offered, including nerve blocks, epidural injections, and more. They also offer treatment for acute and chronic pain. Don't let pain hold you back. Schedule an appointment with the Spine and Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital, 842-2082. Visit fairfieldmemorial.org/pain for more information.
Does anybody want breakfast? Guys, let's go. I'm leaving for McDonald's in 5 seconds.
Why didn't you start with that?
The Breakfast Stampede Meal. It's only at McDonald's, where there's a meal for every morning.
There's a meal for every morning at McDonald's. Right now, get a sausage biscuit and hash browns for just $2 and pair it with a $1 any size Diet Coke. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with combo meal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
New Wave is now Sparklight. Our new name better conveys who we are, a full-service internet provider connecting you to what matters most. For a limited time, get up to 100 megs for $45 a month for 3 months. Free installation and add unlimited data. Call Sparklight at 855-808-4767 and get up to 100 megs for $45 a month for 3 months. Call 855-808-4767 or visit sparklight.com/offers for details. Offer ends December 31st, 2020. Equipment taxes and fees not included. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In other news, the Fairfield Police Department says it's seeing a rise in scams related to Illinois unemployment benefits. Several residents have reported receiving a benefits card in the mail, even though they hadn't signed up for unemployment. Police say this is a known scam, and they say people shouldn't activate the debit card that was mailed. People should report any receipt of unrequested benefits to the Illinois Department of Employment Security at 800-814-0513, option 5. FPD will also document the receipt, but the IDES will conduct the investigation. Three people were booked in the Wayne County Jail this past weekend. 32-year-old Jeff resident Joshua D. Downen was arrested by county deputies early Sunday morning on a charge of domestic battery. Police reports say deputies responded to a fight at JW Saloon in Fairfield just before midnight on Saturday. They identified Downen, who was bleeding from the face and yelling. He was placed in cuffs due to a combative and uncooperative attitude, and deputies requested he be checked by ambulance personnel. Witnesses told police Downen and his wife had gotten into an argument, and they said he grabbed her from a stool, causing her to fall. They also said another man grabbed Downen to prevent him from harming anyone, and the two exchanged blows, causing the injuries to his face. Downen was taken to Fairfield Memorial Hospital, but staff said he refused treatment. He was then taken into custody, transported to the jail, and held, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. 35-year-old Olney resident Zachary D. Powell was arrested late Saturday night on a charge of possession of meth. County deputies on patrol conducted a traffic stop on him due to unmaintained lane usage and obstructed plates. They asked if he had any illegal items in his truck. They then searched it and found a white case with suspected meth, a clear glass pipe, and a set of digital scales. He was taken to the jail and held, pending the setting of bond. 42-year-old Fairfield resident Kara L. Vaught was booked in the jail Friday evening. She had admitted to violating probation in Wayne County Circuit Court in October, and she was sentenced to serve 4 consecutive weekends in jail and pay previous fines and court costs. The Fairfield Public School District 112 Board of Education will meet tonight at 6 in the Center Street Boardroom. Superintendent Dr. Scott England says the district is starting the year with a negative balance in its food service account, as it couldn't claim any September reimbursement. He says a miscommunication between Sodexo and the state caused the issue, but it has been resolved. After reports from Dr. England and other district officials, the board is scheduled to work through three action items. Members are expected to approve a tentative tax levy, insurance renewal, and a resolution of intent to issue working cash fund bonds. The agenda does call for closed session to discuss personnel before the board adjourns for the night. Secretary of State Jesse White has announced driver services facilities statewide will be closed for in-person transactions starting tomorrow. They are scheduled to reopen on December 7th, according to spokesperson Henry Haupt.
We have been open serving the public since June 1st, doing everything we can to provide in-person transactions and doing in a manner that's safe as possible. But given the increasing transmission of the virus, Secretary White felt now was the proper time to close the facilities for a few weeks. At this point, what we're doing is we're making this move right now, and we'll see how things go over the next few weeks. But ultimately, the safety and well-being of our customers and our employees is paramount.
White encourages the public to take advantage of online services, including renewing a license plate sticker, renewing a valid license or ID card for qualifying residents, and obtaining a driving record abstract. Those eligible for online license renewal will receive a letter from White's office with the needed PIN number. Those whose licenses expired between February 1, 2020 and January 31, 2021 should receive their PIN letter this December or January. Those with licenses expiring after February 1, 2021 will receive it about 90 days before their expiration dates. In addition, White said expiration dates for driver's licenses and ID cards will be extended until June 1st. CDL holders and commercial permit holders are excluded from the extension due to federal requirements, and CDL facilities, including those in Marion, Olney, and Salem, will remain open for written and road exams. CDL driving tests are by appointment only by calling 217-785-3013. Fairfield's Festival of Lights will officially open on December 3rd, though the light displays should be up and running Thanksgiving weekend. The ongoing pandemic has necessitated a few changes in the format for this year's event, specifically for Santa's House, as Christy Horning explains.
You know, we were real concerned about Santa being in the house this year, and so we knew that wasn't going to happen. I want to tell you what has happened to the Santa House. We have a wonderful community elf that has completely remodeled the house, and we're calling it the North Pole Post Office. And the front glass has been changed. Front door is all glass. You can peer inside as if it's a shadow box. And it'll be a post office, though there's going to be an elf in there. And you can pull over, you can look into it. We're going to be collecting letters to Santa Claus. There is a slot, there's a mail slot. And so we're going to pick them up daily and get those mailed through the post office. The one thing we encourage the children to do, or the parents to have the children do, is put their full name and their return address. We are going to see that Santa returns a postcard and acknowledges that he has read their letter.
Appearing on the Community Connection last week for volunteers for a progressive Fairfield, Horning said Santa will first be at the house after the Christmas parade on December 5th. Cars will be able to drive by, but people won't be able to leave them for in-person visits when Santa is present. His second appearance is scheduled for the 19th.
And in the past, that's been our big night where we've had the nativity scene and carolers and all the activities. But we're not really sure how we're going to put all that together with everything that's going on. But Santa will be there from 4:30 to 7, parked in the exact same spot. We will continue to collect the letters. Even though the letters need to really be turned into Santa or the post office at the park by the 15th, just so we can assure that the postcard gets returned to them. FNB Community Bank will be our official host of that evening. They've always hosted that evening for us, and they're going to continue to do that too. They will be the greeter at the gate and then help us with crowd control or car control. But we are going to have Luther the donkey. Yes, Sheila Walker. She really wants him to be out there.
The final Santa appearance will be from 1 to 4 p.m. on December 23rd. Last year, more than 1,000 children visited him over the season. The Wayne County Health Department announced 4 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, a male teen, female in her 30s, and males in their 30s and 40s. The county had 680 total cases. 3 people were hospitalized, 118 were in isolation at home, 532 had recovered, and 27 people with lab-confirmed cases had passed away. Edwards County announced 4 new cases on coronavirus.illinois.gov and sat at 159. Officials say people who have been tested should self-quarantine until their results are received, and they say the number of cases can be reduced by adhering to Restore Illinois recommendations, wearing a mask, washing hands frequently, disinfecting surfaces, covering coughs and sneezes, and socially distancing. The State Department of Public Health announced 10,631 new confirmed and probable cases of COVID-19 yesterday, and 72 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 573,616 cases and 10,742 deaths. Wabash County announced 14 cases to reach 382 total, and White County added 7 cases and sat at 458. The preliminary statewide case positivity rate for November 8th through the 14th was 12.8%. The southern region had a rate of 14% on the 12th, up from 13.8% on the 11th. Wayne County's positivity rate for the month of November was 10%, according to dph.illinois.gov, and Edwards County's was 17%. The Fairfield Community High School Board of Education will meet tonight at 6 in the school study hall. After approval of minutes from the October budget hearing and board meeting, the board is scheduled to move to 4 items of new business. It will hear a winter sports update and will discuss the schedule for the second semester. Board members are also scheduled to hear a tax levy presentation for 2020 for taxes payable in 2021, but no vote will be taken until December. They're also expected to approve insurance with Wright Specialty Insurance. The board is scheduled to enter executive session for the purpose of personnel before adjourning for the night. The North Breezeway door will be open for public entrance. Anyone attending should park in front of the school and enter through door 2. The Edwards County Board of Education will meet tonight at 7 at West Salem Grade School. The meeting will also be held via phone, and the public may join by calling 1-978-990-5000 and entering access code 843-221-POUND. The board is scheduled to approve the second reading and adoption of several policies and a revision to the transportation manual under old business. In new business, it will hold a discussion on the IHSA basketball seasons, with action possible. It's also scheduled to approve the tentative 2020 tax levy payable 2021, and to accept the 2020 school report cards. Board members will then hear the first reading of ECHS curriculum changes and job descriptions for cafeteria manager, director of technology, and IT assistant. After administrative reports, which will include a discussion and possible action on ECHS exam procedures, the board will move to personnel considerations. It will consider the employment of a custodian and West Salem IT assistant, and a change in classification for the director of technology. Governor J.B. Pritzker says he's disappointed the fall legislative veto session has been canceled, even though there were no actual vetoes to consider. The House and Senate nixed it due to concerns over COVID-19, but the governor said there's still a lot to be done now that the graduated income tax proposal has been settled.
Look, I'm disappointed that there isn't going to be a veto session. There is so much work that needs to be done for the state, not just about the budget, but so many other matters, criminal justice reform being one example. And so I'm the impatient sort. I want to get things done sooner rather than later. We've trimmed across the executive branch throughout the last 2 years, and there's more to be done than just trimming. Now we're going to have to make some serious and, frankly, painful cuts. Those aren't things that I can do alone. The legislature has to be right there with us.
He says he will soon convene with legislative leaders to discuss the budget. The next time lawmakers are scheduled to be back in the Capitol is in January for a short lame duck session before a new General Assembly is sworn in. Illinois is joining a multi-state effort to lower veteran suicide rates. Kim Howard has more.
The state is dedicating $2 million towards a national Governor's Challenge to Prevent Suicide initiative. Illinois Department of Human Services spokesperson Marissa Colias says the money will be used for support and prevention services.
This funding is an opportunity to really increase the resources for suicide prevention targeted at those most impacted by mental health illness, with a specific focus on communities of color and the military community. We're really looking forward to just, you know, contributing where we can to our veterans, who are such a critical community that we serve across the state. Our veterans are our heroes who have been so brave and really deserve the quality care here at home.
Last year, suicide was the 12th leading cause of death among Illinois residents of all ages, but the third leading cause of death for those ages 1 to 24. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
It can be normal to have trouble falling or staying asleep, but chronic sleeplessness can be a serious health issue. If you're experiencing sleep disorders such as sleep apnea, insomnia, restless leg syndrome, or you simply need a CPAP follow-up appointment, our sleep clinic specialists are now seeing patients in Fairfield. Physician assistant Alicia Consolving will be working with Dr. S.B. Johnny to help you find the way back to better sleep. Wabash General Hospital Sleep Clinic, 209 Northwest 11th Street in Fairfield. Call 618-842-4288 to schedule an appointment.
It's a giant month-long 2020 model year clearance event at J. Wilderman Autoplex in Mount Carmel.
The biggest rebates and dealer discounts of the year on every new Ford, Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram.
Gobble up to $13,000 off Rams, $10,000 off F-150, and $8,000 off Renegade.
Over 100 vehicles must be sold during this event.
An absolute feast of savings on over 150 pre-owned vehicles.
Over 70 vehicles, $79 to $199 per month with approved credit.
See all the gobbling good deals at jwildermanautoplex.com. Stop by for a friendly buying experience.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 59. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 29,855, up 375 points. The NASDAQ is at 11,881, up 51. December crude oil is at $41.43. That is up $1.30. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 90-year-old Albion resident Francis A. Roosevelt died on Friday. Francis Roosevelt is survived by children Phil Roosevelt, Janice Shaw, and Jeanette Lear, 9 grandchildren, 18 great-grandchildren, 1 great-great-grandchild, and several nieces and nephews. Services for Francis Roosevelt will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Wednesday at Graceland Cemetery. Memorials can be made to the donor's choice. Nails Funeral Home in Albion is in charge of arrangements. 95-year-old McLeansboro resident Helen E. Allen died on Friday. Helen Allen is survived by children Stephen Allen and Kay Bradley, 3 grandchildren, 7 great-grandchildren, 6 great-great-grandchildren, and 1 niece. Services for Helen Allen will be held tomorrow at noon at Prospect Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the cemetery or Hamilton Memorial Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of arrangements. 93-year-old Delbert Alfred Seals died on Thursday. Delbert Seals is survived by his wife, Lois, siblings Jean, Larry, and Brenda, and many nieces and nephews. Private services with military rights for Delbert Seals will be held at the Moravian Cemetery in West Salem. Memorials may be made to the West Salem First Christian Church or Carmi Christian Homes. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
The top 5 reasons to drive for KMA. Number 5, free health clinic. Number 4, paid holidays. Number 3, monthly attendance and safety bonus. Number 2, no hazmat, no jackstand moves, and higher mounted airlines for easier access. And the number 1 reason, you will be home daily. KMA is now hiring. Call 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY today.
During these uncertain health-related times, Asbury & Associates is taking every precaution to make sure you and your loved ones are safe. Here's Dr. David Asbury.
We've lowered our volume in our office to make sure that we have appropriate separation and social distancing, and we try to keep up on the CDC guidelines to ensure that we're keeping the office as safe as we can. We're simply going to treat this as no different as part of our normal daily hygiene, and we'll all make it through this.
Asbury & Associates, with 4 offices to serve you. 618-244-4800.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 forecast for today. Sunny skies. We're expecting a high today around 60. Clear skies tonight with a low of 35, and then sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 50. The outlook for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, sunny skies on Wednesday. Wednesday will have a high of 55 with a low of 42. It'll be sunny on Thursday. Thursday's high will be around 65 with a low of 48. And then mostly sunny skies on Friday. Friday's high will be around 68 with a low around 50.